Writer Anne Lamott is popular for her offbeat and ruthlessly honest reflections on motherhood, addiction and recovery, politics, relationships, and writing itself. 6 years ago, in her memoir Traveling Mercies, she began talking about the subject of her newfound religious faith. She continues that meditation in her new bestseller, Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Anne Lamott is a holy fool, which is a good way to be, given that in her latest book, Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, she's not preaching just to the choir. If Lamott weren't willing to dress in motley, take pratfalls, and laugh at herself and the Almighty, many of her resolutely secular fans probably wouldn't sit still for all the Jesus talk here. But Lamott's screwball approach to soul-searching, one that she first adopted 6 years ago in her best-selling book, Traveling Mercies, doesn't come off as a mere marketing strategy. Rather, goofy humor is essential to Lamott's worldview, and therefore to her absurdist Apostles' Creed. Throughout the short essays that compose this book, most of which were first published online in Salon.com, Lamott's attitude seems to be that if God is worth believing in, he, she, or it surely has to be big enough to take a joke. Lamott's universe has shifted a bit since she last visited the subject of religion. She's menopausal now, still wearing dreadlocks, but suddenly sporting two stomachs, a regular tummy and another one below that, which she calls the subcontinent. Her beloved son Sam, whose babyhood Lamott describes so magically in her memoir, Operating Lessons, is now a teenager. Nothing more need be said. She has a steady boyfriend these days, but family and close friends have begun dying off. And then there's the presidency of George W. Bush. You can read and love Plan B if you're not a believer, but I don't think you'll love it if, in Lamott's view, you're a political infidel. That is, a Republican. For Lamott, Bush's presidency is so horrific that in a wacky theological twist, it deepens her faith. Here's an excerpt from the essay Market Street, in which Lamott describes the revelation she had as she dragged herself out of bed one morning to go to yet another demonstration against the war in Iraq. "I wondered if I actually even believed in God anymore. It seemed ridiculous, this conviction that I had an invisible partner in life, and that we were all part of a bigger, less punishing and isolated truth. But then a small miracle. I started to believe in George Bush. I really did. In my terror, I wondered whether maybe he was smarter than we think he is, and had grasped classified intelligence and nuance in a way that was well above my own understanding or that of our era's most brilliant thinkers. Then I thought, wait, George Bush? And relief washed over me like gentle surf, because believing in George Bush was so ludicrous that believing in God seems almost rational." Lamott doesn't temper her opinions out of Christian charity. Agree with what she preaches or not, her willingness to offend, to cast a cold comic eye on herself and others, is one of her biggest assets as a writer. It saves her from the mortal sin of cuteness. Some of the more emotionally pitiless essays here deal with the death of her mother, whose funeral urn Lamott left in a closet for 2 years so that her mother could stew in her own ashes. Lamott prays for a softening of her own heart, even as she recognizes that, from day one after she died, I liked having a dead mother much more than having an impossible one. Looking back on her decision some 15 years ago to have a baby, her son Sam, even though she was poor and single, Lamott recalls that, I could not face more abortions, and my eggs were getting old, like eggs you'd get at the 7-Eleven. I decided to have the baby. Not all the essay subjects in Plan B are so momentous. In fact, some of the most wince-making and revelatory confessions have to do with minor stuff. In Flower Girl, for instance, Lamott describes being a 50-ish, slightly flabby-ish flower girl in a friend's wedding, along with an 8- and 3-year-old, and having to wear an outfit that made her look like Dame Edna. "I felt despondent for caring," Lamott admits. "I'm a feminist and a progressive. I'm sure I'm on the Attorney General's enemies list. At any rate, he's on mine." Lamotte prays for sanity and militant self-love to return before the wedding day, and off and on her prayers are answered. Lamotte's brand of Christianity augments the standard catechism with the Gnostic Gospels according to Oprah and Mother Jones. Hilarious, passionate, and smart, Plan B should win even more converts to Lamotte's fold.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith by Anne Lamott.